myself and my wife have spent quite a lot of time on the island, and it was an ambition for us to move here, which we've achieved this year. And I felt that the island is in need of a cybersecurity company with our kind of ethos.
And what is
your
ethos?
It was a good opportunity. So we work with our clients very closely. One of the things that I always say to the members of our team is understand what the client does and what the impact would be of a cyber attack for that particular client, because every client is different, and that's really important.
And we'll touch on that. What kind of demand for IT and cybersecurity support do you believe currently exists among businesses, especially on the island?
I would say the demand is quite high. I believe that there will be people out there that maybe don't focus on their IT security as much as they should, but the statistics, certainly that the government publish here, show that cyber events are on the rise and quite rapidly. We'd like to get involved with charities on the island. We have 500 free agents that we're giving away to help charities understand their cyber risk. The software is very powerful at finding issues that you may have and then helping you fix them. And we are looking to give that away free of charge and to help local charities be as secure as they possibly can be, because it's really important, especially around things like ransomware. They're indiscriminate. And, you know, the worry would be, you know, someone gets a ransomware attack and they lose vital information, and it could be really devastating for a charity.
And if any charities are listening, where can they go to find out more about that?
So they could go to jtg.im and to our contact us page. That will send us a lovely little email, and then we can get in touch and we can have a chat. And if they then want us to install the software for them, again, we'll do that free of charge for them, and we'll produce the reports, look after it, and hopefully keep them nice and secure.
And do you think businesses necessarily understand the importance of cybersecurity? Because if we look over in the UK with the M&S situation, the effects of that hack happened some months ago, but they're still suffering the after effects of that.
I'm sure some businesses do and have a really good strategy, but some don't. And that's where we come in. We try and speak to people without a technical gobbledygook that comes from cybersecurity in the IT world. And we talk plain English to people about how we can protect their business and ensure that in the event that there is an attack, that we prevent it, and where there's always a possibility that you can't prevent, that you can recover quickly. And that's the most important two areas to focus on.
And talking about gobbledygook and jargon, do you have a favourite jargon word in the cybersecurity world?
Oh, crikey. That's a
come back to that at the end if you want.
Let me think on that one for a moment or two.
Obviously, cyber threats are constantly evolving. What do you see as the most pressing risks facing island businesses at the moment, and even island individuals?
I would say there's two that I would focus on. One would be ransomware, which... it doesn't matter if you've got 500 employees or two employees, you can still be a target of ransomware. And that can be devastating for any business. And a lot of businesses never recover from a ransomware attack. And obviously we've had ransomware attacks hit charities, health services, and the after effects of that have been devastating. The second one I would say would be romance scams. They're certainly on the rise. And I would say the figures that are reported on the island and across the world are vastly underestimated.
And how important would you say it is to have a strategy in place or a procedure that you can then follow if you are ever hit by a ransomware attack? Because naturally, if you get hit by one, all of a sudden there's an element of panic. You're not maybe thinking as straight as you would in a setting where there's not that pressure on.
It's vastly important. It's very, very important for that very reason, so that there's no panic. You know, and you've set it out and you've tested it to ensure that you know what you need to do logically and methodically. And again, that would apply to small businesses, large businesses, medium businesses. Any business can produce a small detailed plan and just be ready in the event of a problem.
And just lastly, you've spoken about creating local jobs. How many roles are you expecting to offer in the first year and what areas?
So at the moment, there are three of us on the island. We'll shortly be recruiting for another role in engineering. And I'm hoping that we can take on another couple of people in the next kind of 12 months. And dependent on how busy we get, we'd look to take on more people as and when. But the main thing is to for us to give good training and a good career path for people that maybe haven't even thought about a career in IT.
And what would you say? I mean, we've just had A-level results day. We've had people going off to university, some people deciding they're going to go into the workforce. If there's someone that's perhaps thinking of maybe going into cybersecurity, they're not quite sure what that involves, what advice would you give to them?
I'd say go for it. It's a really interesting field. It's ever evolving. I would say that it's not for everyone, but if you're unsure, give it a try.
And we'll come back to the jargon words. Do you, have you thought of a word that you particularly like? I don't know any cybersecurity jargon, actually.
crikey. That is still a tricky one. I've been thinking about this one. There is one called PASM.
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 Okay. Privileged access. I'm not quite sure what the S stands for, but the M starts for management. And okay, that used to be PAM, Privileged Access Management.
Right.
But then we now have PASM as well.
Should we just call it security?
Yeah, let's say security management. Yeah. But who knows? It's a new one. Well, it is a new one on me, so.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.